This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There was a disagreement between Karl Anthony Towns and OG Anunoby. They both sit down on the bench. The video is all over the place. It originated from TNT. What did I say it was called, Sean?
OT.
OT. TNT OT. So, like, if you watch the game on the NBA app, or I think it's the TNT app, they give you different camera angles. Right. And they also don't even show you commercials. So, during one of the commercial breaks, you see the Knick bench, and you see OG Anunoby, who is not a very boisterous guy, not a real emotional guy, very to himself, pissed off at Karl Anthony Towns. So I see the video. We've all seen the video. I promptly look at the timestamp and I say, okay, what happened on the previous play? Because we could sit here and make a big deal that Karl Anthony Towns is annoyed at, sorry, that OG Anunoby is annoyed at Karl Anthony Towns, but what is the context? So the context is Aaron Naismith is about to make a three that's going to make it a 5-point game, the fifth of his six three-pointers. Karl Anthony Towns is guarding Naismith, and then the Knicks are switching on a screen.
Yep.
Cat, now I'm going to give you some analysis, my humble opinion, does not fight through the screen at all.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, it's like he's running into a brick wall known as Pascal Siakam, who I think was setting the screen on him.
Yep.
And so Cat is now blocked by Siakam as Naismith is open for the three, and OG is late to then rotate. Cat puts his arm out to say, come on! Get out! Get out on Naismith! Naismith makes the shot. Timeout called. OG, who just got called out by Cat, goes to the bench and gives Cat a piece of his mind. So you tell me your interpretation. A, is this a big deal? Because I'm sure you guys have this all the time.
I don't think it's a big deal. I think it was a moment that was in, because everybody knew that it was the a moment in the game that was going to flip it one way or the other, right? Mm. And so defending that or getting a run out on that three-pointer was paramount. And the question was, were they supposed to switch it quickly? Or was Cat supposed to go over under that screen? And I think what happened is that Cat thought, and Cat has done this multiple times where he doesn't know what he's actually supposed to do, that they were switching.
Mm.
And maybe they weren't.
Well, normally I would side with OG, but OG's head was so far up his own ass in this game.
I don't disagree.
I don't know if I could say, oh, yeah, Cat's wrong, OG's right.
But the fact that Cat immediately said go tells me that he knew or at least understood that they were switching.
Yeah.
And so this is just, it's a lack of communication. We talked about it earlier with P.J. Tucker.
Yes.
And P.J. Tucker is there because that's what he over-communicated, or J.R. said that when he called. Earlier, sometimes you got to over communicate.
The Knicks,
and I think both of those guys don't communicate well together.
No, and that's the Knicks' biggest issue defensively. We were talking yesterday, kind of previewing this series, what needs to be better, what needs to be cleaned up. It's that.
Yes.
Because when they communicate well, we see the best of their
defense.
And by
the way, we saw that painfully in game five against the Celtics.
Yes.
It was like they were all individuals running around with their heads cut off.
Yes.
And it was ugly.
And that incident, I wouldn't say it was ugly. It was two basketball players.
This wasn't ugly. I'm talking about in Boston.
No, I get you. I'm just saying, like, these two guys, like, yelling at each other, and we don't know what is being said, if mm-hmm. OG is defending himself against Kat, or right. if OG is lecturing Kat yeah. that he's wrong. I don't know what was said, but it makes sense that they're yelling at each other. And by the way, that's not a bad thing, because now they're communicating, right. and hopefully the next time there isn't it. Miscommunication.
I would take it. Rather than sitting there silently, like, what happened? I don't know. Just kind of, he just was open. Right. I'd rather have them yelling at each other.
That's my reaction to it.
100%.
Like, I know we all want amazing vibes in the locker room, and everybody loves each other. But at the end of the day, they're not there to love each other. They're there to communicate, compete, mm-hmm. and win. And whatever happened on that play, whether it's Kat's fault or OG's fault, most Knicks fans don't care whose fault it is. It's just clean that crap up.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. But as they're arguing, Mitchell Robinson is trying to be the guy to cause peace. And then even Jalen Brunson is putting his arm on OG's leg to say, all right, let's calm down. And even at that point, they have a 5-point lead with 34 seconds to go.
Yeah.
Now, what happens after that? So they have their little argument. They have their quarrel. What's the next play? The next play is when OG Anunoby can't handle the pass. And then there's, you know, the overturned loose ball foul with 19 left on the shot clock, in which if OG catches the pass, he's got an easy layup, which, again, you're not using the clock, but okay, mm-hmm. it's back to a 7-point game.
Yep.
And instead, he can't hold on to the basketball and he bobbles it. So OG Anunoby had a horrible sequence.
Yes.
And that's why, if like you're listening, who's the biggest culprit from this choke job? He's up there, man.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's number one, but he's up there. He had a lot of moments in this game.
This is that old cliche. Yeah, you win together, you lose together. This really feels like they just lost it all together. All of them. Brunson, to King, to Tibbs, to OG, all of them. They lost it together. And you can point and finger point one or two guys, but there was so much that happened. There's so much that necessarily had to happen for them to blow that big of a lead with 2:50 left in the game. That I can't just single out one person and say, yep, this is on you. Nor would I expect one guy to say, yep, you know what? I lost this game. Look, Pete Alonso style when he airmails at the home plate. Right? This was all of those guys.
Collective
failure.
Steve is in Ramsey, New Jersey. Hey, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
How are you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good.
Long time listener since 1987, actually.
From the beginning. Steve Franklin days. There you go. A Pete Franklin days. Not Steve.
Question and a quick point. Halliburton comes down and hits that crazy shot at the end of the game. What do you think the conversation would be like in both cities if the Knicks were actually up 3 points and he hits that shot with his toe on the line?
Well, first of all, toe on the line talk is a very sensitive subject for me.
I think he was actually trolling you, Evan, as a Net fan.
No, because
Kevin Durant style.
It wouldn't be a correct troll because Durant's situation is actually the same as Halliburton's. It was a 2-point game.
I know.
And so foot on the line got you to overtime. In the Pacers' case, they won the game. In the Nets' case, they didn't win the game. And that's something that still haunts me from that Net game where, yeah, it sucked. His foot was on the line, but they could still have won the game. They didn't do it.
No. He was saying if the Knicks were up three,
well,
and he thinks he's taking a 3-pointer, and then it all Same thing happens. Hits the back of the rim, bounces straight up in the air, comes down, and they're celebrating like, oh, we're going overtime, and it's actually a two, and the Knicks win.
The problem,
what would be the conversation?
The problem with the question is Tyrese Halliburton drived inside the arc. He wouldn't have done that if it was a three-point game.
Yeah.
He then dribbled back.
He would have given the ball up, though.
Well, everything would have been different. The Knicks would have fouled. I mean, honestly, it's. I get the question, like, hey, what would have happened if it's a three-point game? You think you're taking a three and it's really a two?
I think
the same thing would have happened. They would have reviewed it. They would have said the Knicks won.
Forget that. I'll change this question for him.
Yes.
What's the conversation if Tyrese Halliburton misses that shot?
I think the conversation is, I know what I would have said, because I was actually thinking about it as the game was concluding. I would have calmed Knicks fans down by saying, guys, I know it was ugly. I know you did everything wrong.
Right.
A win's a win.
Count your blessings.
Take your win and get the hell out of town.
Right.
Because that is my attitude about postseason basketball, postseason sports. Like, I don't care how pretty something is. I don't care how ugly something is.
True, but necessarily, all the stuff that we're talking about now and the loss, you'd still need to talk about. I mean, internally, they'd still need to do this in a win. If they had found a way to win that game, all those same issues still are there.
And I'm not saying we wouldn't have talked about it. I think we would have. We would have talked about how it was almost a near collapse.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, most Knicks fans would have said, well, we won the game, and that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with that Boston series. Like, when the Celtic fan would say, hey, but we outplayed you, and we're not going to miss 75% of our threes, look out when that happens. My response then was, every game is different.
Mm-hmm.
Every game is a different story. You can't rely on that.
Right.
Bottom line is, you lost. You're down 0-2. And I think the same goes here. The bottom line is, you're down 0-1. Yeah, did you outplay them for 44 or 48 minutes or however you want to define it? Sure. But that doesn't mean anything for game two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one game doesn't storyline into the next game.
Right.
So if Halliburton had missed that shot, if instead of it popping in the air, it going in beautifully, it bounced around, I think there would have been a sigh of relief. And I know what I would have said. I would have been like, you guys are up 1-0. It sucked that it was ugly, but you won. That's all that matters.
Yeah, to me, the main talking point would have been when Brunson went to the bench, the Knicks went on a run. And even though they almost, you know, choked the game away, they still showed you that they were able to do well clutch late in the game without Brunson. And I would have said their bench, they being the Knicks, outplayed the Pacers in that game. And we all thought the Pacers bench was going to be a strength for them in this series. So to me, it would have been a great victory. I know a lot of fans would be like, well, we did this wrong, we did that wrong. I'd be like, what are you talking about? Brunson was in foul trouble in the fourth quarter on the bench, and we won the game.
Any playoff game you win is a great win.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Especially
when you're in the Eastern Conference
finals. Of course, because the object of the game is to get to four first. That's it. It doesn't matter how you get there. It's get to four. Well, now the math tells me Indiana only needs to win three more times. The Knicks need to win four more times. This isn't like that complicated. So, yeah, I think there would be some level of hand-wringing about the way things went down. Mm-hmm. But the reality is they won the game. Or that's what we would have been saying. Now, the Tyrese Halliburton three, to me, or the two, I should say, because it wasn't a three, is so fascinating on a many, many levels, because we need to have a little truth serum here. I'm going to give you my truth serum. When Tyrese Halliburton went back behind the three-point arc, or at least he thought, and he put up that shot.
Right, he's looking at the clock, shot clock at the other end.
Yes, he puts up that shot, and it bounces off the iron and then up. I'm gasping. When it goes through the net, and I think I've been a good boy for an hour and 42 minutes. I have done no trolling, nothing. I am all my best behavior. So this is just a moment of honesty, because I don't want to lie to you. I jumped out of my seat and was as excited as I have been probably since the Mets NLCS run. And I thought it was over because Kevin Harlan told me it was over.
Right.
If I stared at his foot, it was obvious it was a two. But Harlan was so committed to game-winning three,
right.
I was like, oh, my God! And my wife, she slapped me down. She's like, really? Is this how you're acting?
Why does she not care? Why does she care
It wasn't about the Knicks. It was about don't count your chickens. It's one game. Calm down. How are you going to feel if the result doesn't go your way? And then as she's giving me this lecture, I realize it's a two-pointer.
Mm.
And then, screw the Knicks. All I could think about was Durant. I'm sorry. It's my world. All I could think about was, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I thought back to that night. I thought back to how I felt. So that was my emotion in that sequence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.